Books on Tape presents Boom, Voices of the 60s, Personal Reflections on the 60s and Today, by Tom Brokaw, read by Robertson Dean. Introduction. What was that all about? The times, they are a-changin'. Bob Dylan. The thing the 60s did was to show us the possibilities and the responsibility that we all had. It wasn't the answer. It just gave us a glimpse of the possibility. John Lennon. When I began to tell members of that large, raucous generation born just after World War II, the baby boomers, that I was thinking of writing a book on the aftershocks of the 60s, a number of them laughed a little nervously and said, "What are you going to call this one? The worst generation?" Their references to my book about the generation that grew up in the Depression and fought in World War II were a little defensive and a little defiant. More than a few baby boomers had told me over the years that they represented the greatest generation. After all, they said, they were the largest, the best educated, and the wealthiest generation in American history. More important, many believed they had stopped a war, changed American politics, and liberated the country from the inhibited and inhibiting sensibilities of their parents. I assured my boomer buddies that I don't think they represent the worst, far from it, but I also teased that I didn't think many of them were as great as they thought they were. They did give us the 60s, there's no doubt about that, but the bottom line has yet to be drawn under those turbulent times. Conclusions have yet to be drawn. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Former President Bill Clinton, who was a bearded student and famously avoided the draft during the 60s, says in these pages, "If you thought something good came out of the 60s, you're..."